Hey guys, it's Rachel.
Megan.
Coming at you from Bravo HQ and 30 Rock. Today we're going to be talking about Inside the Actor's Studio.
It's back.
Jessica Chastain was on last night.
Ooh, ooh.
She looked beautiful. She has like beautiful skin.
She's just always beautiful, I think.
Right. This is true.
I remember her from her cameo on Veronica Mars.
Oh my god, Veronica Mars filmed at my college all the time.
That's awesome!
Yeah, Veronica Mars always reminds me of UCSD. Shout out Tritons.
So, Jessica Chastain on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Back to Jessica Chastain. We learned a lot about her. I feel like she's very mysterious. She doesn't usually talk a lot about her family or anything like that.
Yeah,
so
you don't really see like her personal life, you know.
No.
You know why? She's a serious actress.
If I learned anything from last night, it's that she's a serious actress.
Really? I mean, she went to Juilliard.
She went to Juilliard. She said it was like the first place where like school finally made sense to her.
Yeah. I think that was in a bonus video. Right.
Oh, it was. We have all these amazing bonus clips on BravoTV.com. If you guys don't know, they shoot for like almost 4 hours every time with the celebrity guests and James, and he has that giant stack of blue cards, and it goes for like 3 hours. Fascinating, but long.
I've only been to two. How many have you been to?
I think like 4 or 5. I've been to a lot.
I went and saw, you and I both went and saw Steve Carell.
Oh my god, I enjoyed every moment.
We both love The Office.
We both love The Office, but going made me love him even more. Like, he was such a good man, so humble, so just like loves his wife, like so happy to be doing what he's doing. Just, he was amazing. I loved him.
And then I saw Bryan Cranston.
Oh, I didn't go to that one.
And I think I actually did have to sneak out early because it goes so long that you're like, wait, I have to go to work in the morning.
Oh, my favorite was Sting. He performed in this, like, small auditorium because they filmed at, like, a different place for whatever reason that time. And I brought my aunt, and it was just, like, magical. Like, I feel like I saw Sting with, like, 100 people, and it was awesome. So if you can ever rustle up tickets, it's through the New School, so I think anybody can. We highly suggest going.
Oh, and we know that Viola Davis is going to be on the show next.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. I love her.
And you know who else is going to be on it soon?
Girls.
The cast of Girls.
Yeah, not just any girls. The cast of Girls. Well, they already filmed it.
Right, yes. Including Lena Dunham. She did like an Instagram story about it. And it was really funny because Jemima Kirk was not familiar at all with the show. So she thought it was a version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And that they were going to be doing some sort of acting on it.
Well, now I just really want to see James Lipton be on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right, I know. And then once she found out, no, you just discussed the craft of acting. She's like, who are we to be talking about that?
Oh, hilarious. That's Jemima.
Oh, Jemima.
But anyway, back to Jessica. Sorry, Jessica, we keep getting distracted by just Inside the Actor's Studio nerding out. So we learn that she had trouble in school. She was always skipping to read Shakespeare.
Huh. Very Juilliard thing to say.
She, like, just fell in love with Shakespeare. She loves Shakespeare. But, yeah, we have a bunch of amazing bonus videos on BravoTV.com because, like I said, they have to cut so much out because it's such a long taping. I think my favorite one may have been when she's talking about getting a phone call from Al Pacino because she was in a movie with him, like, kind of one of her first movies. And she said she was having a panic attack going to meet him. And she's like, this would not be a great time to have a panic attack, like, meeting someone. But she's like, you know what? You know Al Pacino. Just, like, you've seen his movies. You know that guy. You know what his voice sounds like. And that was, like, able to calm her down. I was like, that's not how it goes for me when I'm meeting, like, big, big celebrities. And I'm like, no, I know them. It's cool. She, of course, talked about her new movie, Miss Sloane.
Oh, right.
But she said she found it really important to play her because she's really imperfect. And if you see them more on screen, you realize that's just reality.
Hmm.
I was like, that's nice.
I can't relate to that, but I appreciate it.
Ha ha, because you're perfect.
Right.
Another bonus clip, she revealed that being a redhead in Hollywood, not so great.
Why?
Apparently
worked out for Lucille Ball.
Yeah, and Julia Roberts, Amy Adams, Isla Fisher. But she said a lot of times, you know, you go to auditions and it either calls for a blonde or a brunette. And obviously, if you have red hair, you're not a blonde or a brunette. So she was saying how, like, you're already not what they expect when you walk in the door.
But Judd Apatow is the one that told Emma Stone to go red because she's naturally blonde,
right?
And he said that it sets you apart.
Right. That makes sense. Because it does, according to Jessica Chastain's own story, it sets her apart.
Right.
But yeah, so from what I've learned, she's a vegan. She loves Juilliard and Shakespeare. She's been in some amazing movies. And she's unconventionally pretty as far as Hollywood goes.
Except, really, she's just regular pretty.
Right. So I give up. I don't think I have any chance in Hollywood. If Jessica Chastain's like, I don't know if I was going to make it because I'm not pretty enough. So it's a really great episode. I have so many favorites that I've seen and attended. But what are your favorite episodes of Inside the Actors Studio? We got some classics with Robin Williams, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, other Godfather people. Mine was Mariska Hargitay. I love her. I'm a huge SVU fan. What about you, Megan?
Probably Steve Carell. It just, like, reaffirmed my love for him.
Aww. So, yeah, tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish. And you can always catch up on full episodes at BravoTV.com and using the Bravo Now app.